Welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Prince Dwayne. What's going on, gents?
Yeah, man. We outside. What can we say? We outside, baby.
Bro, it's winter, bro. Get back inside, dog.
Nah, boy. Like, this is the perfect time to be outside. This is the perfect time. You know, it's not rowdy. It's not loud. You know, it's just some nice moments.
It's chill. Yeah, it's not crowded out there, bro. So you can vibe out.
Exactly. I feel you, bro. I feel you. That's my thinking.
Yeah, Twiz, what are you saying? You're right.
Yeah, bro, cozy, man. You know what I'm saying? Keeping cozy, and that's about it.
Yeah. It's good to hear that, guys. Yeah, by the time this episode comes out, I think people would have voted, so I hope people voted. I hope you guys went out there and did your duty, yeah, as citizens.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I won't lie, bro.
That's a strong start.
That's all I'm saying. But
if you walking around,
if
you walking around without that black mark on your finger, dog, you should be embarrassed.
You're catching a fade, boy.
I won't lie, dog. I'll be pissed, eh? Especially with someone I know. Like, I'll be like, dog, right, come on now. Like, come on, boy.
Yo, guys, I don't even want to go down this road, yo, because we're going to start a debate.
Nah, but anyway,
nah, it's not even a debate. It's just like,
I hope you guys did your duties as citizens, yeah, of a democracy.
Last thing. If you happy, like, if you happy with the way things are, I won't judge you, but, like, come on. Yo, trust me. After the... Watch the load shit and come back. That's what I'm going to say. But I'm done now. I'm done.
I'm just going to say, anyway, either way, there's going to be one winner no matter what I do or who I vote for. That's what I'm going to say.
We're not getting into this. <It's good. laughs>
So we're back. It's a new week. It's a new month, I guess, as well at this point. And we are going to be talking about an album from an artist who we've covered on the show before. I think once or twice. Twice now, I think. Her name is Fila. Fila La. And she dropped an album not too long ago, and it is called On Air. And so I want to hear you guys' thoughts. What you thinking? What were your initial thoughts on this one?
Yeah, so I think I was super interested to see what this is, because obviously we reviewed the first project a while back, and I think my biggest talking points, or let's say the things that I was super happy about, was this obviously, like, Fila's voice, dog. Fucking hell, out of this world. But yeah, man, like, I think, you know, that project, it was good, but, you know, I felt like there could be more. Like, you know, it could be better, a lot better. And with this one, I genuinely think it was. Obviously, you guys know my sentiments when it comes to projects that are more than 15 tracks. Like, it's just a bit unnecessary. But outside of that, I think what sort of made it an easier listen was because On Air was the story, you know. And obviously there were some tracks in there 1 minute because it's like a segment or whatever it was. But yeah, man, I really like this project. I think your Fila's voice is honestly out of this world, Oaks. I feel like you're speaking to me, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like
soul, bro.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's like she's whispering in my ears, dog. Sweet nothings. That's all it is. Sweet nothing. But yeah, man, On Air was
like
a solid But nah, man, On Air was a beautiful project. I really enjoyed it. I just do think it was super long.
Yeah, I agree, man. I do really enjoy Fila's vocals. I think that's something she does very well, time and time again. With this project, yeah, man, I think conceptually very, very interesting. I like that she didn't really keep it in the box with this one, you know. She really thought out the box, and nothing felt like it was done before, really, from her. Felt like fresh material. It felt like she's in a good creative space right now. So I really like what I heard on here. like Mpilo was saying, it was a bit too lengthy. Like this, projects like this, I feel like should be like conjuiced into like 10, 11, 12 tracks at least, bro. Especially your more conceptual ones. But I still think the fact that it was so creatively like intriguing, it did sort of hold your attention. So I didn't really struggle too much, but yeah, I think that would be my only real critique. But other than that, I really did enjoy it. I think it was a really well put together project.
Mm. Yeah, we've spoken about length of projects on the show before. Yeah, I think this is a really, really phenomenal body of work. And I think, yeah, it is quite long. But I think because the concept is so strong, it ultimately doesn't really feel that long unless you're like actually thinking about it. Like, oh, there's still like another song to go.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
get me?
Yeah.
If you just allow yourself to get, you know, sucked into the story and what's happening in the narrative, it's a really great listening experience. And yeah, not many people can pull off like a very like, you know, airtight narrative on an album sonically and also visually, because she has visuals for this thing now and you know they're phenomenal. And so I really appreciate the concept that went into this album. I will always appreciate conceptual albums that are done really well, and this is a great example of that.
Yeah.
And so yeah, strong contender for R&B album of the year so far in my opinion. But let's get into it, man. Let's do the first two songs, because yeah, Ooh Child and 818 La Di Da Radio. how are you feeling? How are you feeling about these intros? Because they both feel like intros to me in a way. What are we saying?
Yeah. So when I heard Ooh Child, well, I mean, it was like
Ooh Child.
It was giving like what a ritual energy. I don't know what it is.
Ritual.
Nah, I swear, God, I don't know. I think like for me, it's every time.
I know what you say though.
Bro, I swear, it's like every time I hear that clapping and that kind of like, I was just picturing maybe she's like around a fire, dog, and they clap. Like it just seemed like they were around a fire somewhere. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, man, I think it was cool. 55 seconds. So there's not much to comment about that one. But I think in terms of 818, I mean, this was really the, I guess, the first touch of the production of what it would be like for me. I think, you know, when I got into the song and I was like, okay, damn, like these are the moods, these are the vibes, and these are like the type of vibes you would associate with like late night radio kind of thing. So for me, I was like, okay, now I'm interested, now I'm intrigued. Like, clearly there's a concept here. Yes, the project is called On Air, but like I didn't expect it to be a conceptual piece. So like to hear this, I was like, okay, I'm actually gonna really enjoy this and see where it goes. So for me, I really enjoyed 818, man.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I do get that sort of like that spiritual vibe from the intro, you know, like there's something really like captivating about it. But yeah, I do like that like natural organic progression of it, you know, like it builds in a way. But it's stripped away, it still grabs you, like the layering of the vocals, all that, like, you know, it just puts you in a different headspace right off the jump. So that was nice. Then when it gets to 818, yeah, man, like back to back with the intros type of vibe. Yeah, but like same sort of creative vibes. Yeah, there's not much I can really say about this one. I don't know who was the guy talk about not tolerating gluten. I don't know what was going on really there, but hey man, you know, maybe I gotta run it back to really catch what was happening, you know.
Yeah, I won't lie to you guys, man. I appreciate, you know, the intro and everything, and you know how it's like a very slow start to the album and all of that. I get it creatively, but I just wanted to hear Fila sing, bro.
Yeah, like, I was true. It was a bit of a
dog.
I was
starving for her. Yes, bro. Like I needed, dude. I was like, okay, like yeah, when, yeah, bro? Yeah. Like I need Fila right
talking
now.
At 8:18. Yeah. I was like, oh man. I was like, oh damn.
I was like, come on, Fila, where are you?
Yeah, bro? That's
like,
what I was saying. Who's this man yapping here, bro?
That's what, like, so like. In terms of like the concept and the story, it works. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
But just like from like a personal thing, I'm like,
yeah, nah, let's get to the start of this.
Let's get to what we're really here for. You get me? And eventually, you know, when we finally got to that other song, which was basically the real first song, which was Fall. That was the first complete song we got. And yeah, man. Great song, a complete song, finally. Self-aware, she sounds really self-aware on this one, and also kind of motivational in a way as well. How are you guys feeling about Fall?
This is where she started, she was hitting notes early already. I'm like, yo, track three. I never, yo, that one there. Where I was like, oh, let's go. But yeah, man, I think Fall, I enjoyed. I think for me, it was a bit strange, I think, because like in these 4 minutes, it felt like multiple songs, you know what I mean? Like, I think obviously because it was still playing into the concept, you know, of like the slow build up, late night, whatever it is. So for me, I think that was a bit of the weird part. So it's not like, I think the vocals and everything are great, but like this is not a song that I'll play back, you know what I mean? Because it just feels like there's a lot going on. But yeah, man, Fila's voice still lovely.
Yeah, definitely, man. Vocals were too soothing on here, too soothing. Such beautiful delivery. I love the layering of the vocals. I find that I'm a big fan of layering of vocals because I always say that. But anyway, I love like the sort of the unorthodox structure of this track. It just felt like. It was just going wherever it wanted to go, you know. It didn't feel like it really had a set destination for me. It just felt like the ideas were flowing. But there was a bit too much linger time. But I feel like that it sort of works with the concept of this album. Because this album feels like a very slow, like, you know, just chilled. Like, there's a time she's there at, like, the grocery store buying a coffee or something. Like, it just sounds very just chilled. So, you know, I kind of get the vibes. But yeah, man, I love the flow on the last part, along with the production. It was fire. She was cooking on there. But yeah, good song, all in all. Fall.
The next song was Vaughn's Song.
Which Vaughn is this one?
Easily.
That's about it.
Easily my favorite song on here. from the production to the lyrics, vocal performance, I like the sentiment of the song. Fila has written about, you know, loss before, I think in her previous body of work. I just can't remember the song. And yeah, this is once again one of those songs where she captures, you know, that feeling of what it's like to really, you know, sort of have to deal with these feelings of loss and how do you, you know, navigate that period and how do you keep moving forward and just reflect on everything. So I really appreciate this song. Yeah, it's my favorite song on the album for sure. How are you guys feeling about Vaughn's song?
Yeah, man, I really enjoyed the song. I think, like, I'll probably share the same sentiments in terms of it being my favorite. I think Vaughn's song and Past Myself is the one that follows after this. Yeah, those two, the way they were, like, even just the way that they transitioned into each other as well. Like, there was a point where I didn't even love that. I thought it was still the same song going for some reason. But yeah, man, I think Vaughn's song was beautiful. I think, you know, here you could kind of sense that there was some heavy feeling behind this track. I think just from the way that she delivered it, seemed like an emotional track of sorts. And yeah, man, I think I was to get that sentiment and to get such a strong number so early on as well, I think was something to actually marvel at or appreciate. So yeah, man, I really, really like this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Vaughn's song, such a dope song. I agree, man. Again, really dope vocal performance. She was floating on this one. I love the guitar riff on here. Cool instrumental, laid back vibes. Yeah, man. I just, like, in general, I'm a big fan of, like, her dreamier takes, like the dreamier cuts where you just feel like you're floating, you feel like you're in space or something. Like, those are my those are the numbers I like from her. So yeah, Vaughn's song, I really appreciated that. And going into Past Self, another one, like, it just felt like Mpilo was saying, they sort of connected. I almost also didn't realize that it was two separate songs, you know. Again, just beautiful layering on here. I love the cadence she's in, the pocket she's in. Yeah, man, she definitely killed these two tracks for sure.
Yeah, Past Myself was great. It was a great follow-up. I like that, you know, the sequencing for these two songs worked out this way. And in terms of Past Myself, the first verse, she sounds a little like unsure of her position and is somewhat like lacking confidence. But then by the time the second verse comes on, bro, like, she's talking shit, man. Like, yeah. So I liked that contrast over there between those two verses. Past Myself, and yeah, it's an interesting concept. You know, too often we get in the way of ourselves, and yeah, you just
we're low key our biggest
problem.
Hey, bro, tell me about it, bro. I'm fighting myself every day.
Honestly. And so, I really appreciate that, you know, that take, on you know, that situation that we all go through, I think. So I appreciate this one a lot. Really, really amazing song. I don't know if there's anything else you guys want to add on Past Myself.
Hey, man, I just think that hook was beautiful, bro.
Yeah, yo. Honestly, bro.
The way that thing was done.
By the way, hooks, bro. Her hooks are so, like...
I was like, oh, dog, like... Bro, like, I just want to understand, like, where does this dreaminess come from? Like, who are you listening to? Doug. Like, is Janae? I don't know,
it's,
but
gotta,
like,
be in
the dreaminess of her delivery, bro. Like, I think for me, like, it's such a marking factor. Even when I listen, then I'm just like, yeah this is
for
me.
Sure. It's like a signature.
You know what I mean?
Sound, yeah.
But yeah. Literally, like, it's a signature. But yeah, that hook was fucking beautiful.
I agree.
I can't lie to you. That quote.
For sure.
Hey, man, shout out Past Myself still. The next one was...
Actually, this little four-track run.
Right.
Yeah, it was actually like a powerful four-track run. Like,
that's what I was saying. That's why I felt like it wasn't as long as it was, because there were some parts that felt like one part, just a part of dopeness, bro. That's it. So,
not for real.
The next one was the one featuring Patty, right? Patty Monroe. Yeah, they were rapping on this one, guys. What are you saying? They were dropping bars, yeah, dude.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, what are we saying about this one?
Nah, man, this one I really enjoy. Guys, doesn't that doesn't that sound familiar? I feel like I've heard it. Like, I heard it. I've heard it.
What?
I heard it. Nah, there's this song. There's this song on the Concrete Boys album. Lil Yachty's group, whatever. Where it's that same thing,
concrete.
But then it goes doom doom doom. So like, when I heard that, I was like expecting that song, and then I was like, oh shit, nah, we're not here. Sorry. So like, it was very familiar. But like, yeah, man. In terms of this one, dog, the fact that they were even rapping on some ethereal shit, like, do you understand that?
It's different, bro.
Like, it's teen, bro. Like, it's teen. What are we doing here?
Really,
like,
bro.
We're rapping on ethereal beats now.
That's the wave. We gotta take it deep.
Yeah, man, that, like, I really enjoyed this. I think Patty came through for real.
I feel like Patty's kind of underrated, bro.
But yeah, man,
I don't feel like she gets enough love.
100%, 100%. But yeah, man, this was fire, dog. I can't believe, like, we're rapping over Ethereum beats now. But shout out.
Yeah, man, definitely. Yeah, this one, you know, they were coming for our hits. This one's for the real hip hop hits. Flo was on point, fully operational with the pen game. I think, like I was saying, man, Patty, she always comes with like a strong presence, you know? Like we always say how, you know, Ricky, Mega, they always used to have that presence on the track. I feel like Patty has that, you know? Anytime she's on the track, she makes herself known, bro. Like, yo, it's me. So yeah, man, I really like that. Yeah, and the final, like, vocal of the song, it was like just a random vocal, but they were like, I think she was like, cheer up, darling, at the end. But the way she said it, bruh, like, I don't know, bruh. It hit me differently, dog. I don't know, bruh. I don't know what. It was like they knew that vocal needs to
like,
be
they're speaking to me.
This hit me differently. Like, I don't know, yeah. Bruh. There was something about it. But yeah, all in all, dude, I think this was just a like, it was an unexpected track. Like, I didn't picture these two on a song together. I won't lie to you. But they cooked, bro. Mm. They definitely cooked. For sure.
Yeah. You know, it's funny talking about Patty. I was watching a movie, I think 2 weeks ago. It's a Hollywood movie. It just came out recently. And they played one of her songs. And at first I'm like, "Ay, this sounds familiar. Who is this?"
You're like, I thought.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, man. And then I did my Googles, bro. And I found this song. I'm like, hey, bro, this is Patty for real. Do you like... And like,
wait, what's the name of the movie?
I don't know, dude. I'll have to like try and remember it. But yeah, it was just some random Hollywood movie about, I guess, some guy and some girl who go get married in like Bali or Thailand or something. And yeah, I don't know, man. But basically, Patty's music was playing on there. I'm like, hey, shout out Patty still. The next song was Right With You, featuring Mars Baby. Beautiful song, man. I thought it was interesting how even though Mars isn't present vocally, you can still feel his presence in the production.
Yeah, definitely. Yo, definitely.
Like, it's so crazy.
You just know it's Mars.
You just know
it's like
it.
The ghost of Mars.
It was cavernous. The guitar riffs were there. Like, you're like, yeah, it was bruised.
The guitar solo, everything.
Some Salem
you just
shit,
know.
Bro. Some Salem vibes.
You know? But anyway, what are we saying about this one, guys? Right With You.
Yeah, man. I think, obviously, like, when I saw the lineup on this one, actually, I feel like every time, like, we talk about Mars, I feel like whoever listens to our pod on a regular is just like, you know what, these guys are gonna say this is great. And I mean, it is true, but it is always great. But yeah, man, I think this was a beautiful song. I think when I saw the lineup, obviously I was like, yo, where's Mars? And then listen, I'm like, yo, where's Mars?
Yeah,
but you know, that influence on the track, production, everything, and then, you know, seeing Fila fit into that, because I feel like they have opposite, like the opposite within the same sound, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, Fila gives off that ethereal, dreamy kind of thing, and then Mars gives off that nightmarish,
like
dark kind of, but still within the same space in terms of the sound, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So to hear Fila on that as well and still bring that energy, I think was super dope, and I really liked what they cooked on this.
Mm. Yeah, it's like two different sides of the same city almost, bro. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, now, definitely, like this song, yo, like, I would have loved Mars to really be on your vocally as well. But, like Cez was saying, that's one thing that, like, even throughout a lot of his production with other artists as well, I feel like you always just feel his presence, even if he's not there. Like, the guitars, you just know it's him. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, his fingers have a signature, a strat or something. I don't know, bro. Like, it's different, bro. So, yeah, man, this is just a cool track for me. Like, interesting. Like, I like it. Like, it wasn't predictable, you know? It was a nice mesh of their worlds, a nice mesh of their sounds, but nothing too, like, they were trying to go for anything. It just felt like, you know, a really creative session that they had there. So yeah, for me with this song, I don't really have any complaints. Yeah, man, it was a great number for me. Mars went crazy with that guitar, as he always does. But sure,
yeah,
number, boy, a number.
The next one was Where It Should Be, I think. Yeah, Where It Should Be. Give me my space. Give me my time. Na 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 na. That one. Very interesting song. I like it when she uses that lower tone when she's rapping. It always just sounds so good all the time.
Sometimes I feel like it's too low, so, though.
That's the thing. Like, you see this one. Like, it feels like she's singing into my ears, bro.
You guys in your ears, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude. That's what I'm saying, bro. And she's like whispering, bro. Yeah, you know,
definitely.
I'm like, yeah, yeah, exactly. I feel you, girl.
Tell me again.
I'm like, I feel you, girl.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean? But yeah, man, what are we saying about this one, dude?
Where it should be. I really like this. I mean, it was short track, but I think it was loaded. I think this was, yeah, so like I also thought, like, with regards to this, I think obviously short, concise, everything like that, but yeah, man, it was loaded, it was packed, it was a really nice song. I liked the vocal play here, and obviously going down for that lower tone in a way. Like, this song was just smooth, bro. I don't know how to say it any more than that, but yeah, this is a smooth track.
Give me my space. Give me my time.
Yeah, no, I feel it. I feel that. Yeah, for me, it's like, I like it, but sometimes I feel like I just want a bit more energy in certain places, like maybe a bit more emphasis on certain words or something. But yeah, all in all, I really did like the track. Like, not one of my favorites, honestly. But yeah, she did have a nice flow, especially on that rap bridge, like she's just saying there. But yeah, nothing too exciting for me personally. But yeah, I can't really complain though.
Mm. There we had, Bitch. Yo.
I was even looking, I was like, yo, is the next song Bitch or did I just write that there? Like, what?
Dude, what the hell, right? Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, anyway, which sounds like an interlude anyway, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Very short. And it goes into Ready.
I'm ready.
So how are you feeling about those two? What are we saying?
Yeah, man. I think Bitch. Even when I say it, I'm just like,
I think Bitch. The way you even said it.
Bitch. Yeah, not like, yeah, Bitch. It's a nice little interlude. I actually feel like there's nothing much to say about it. I think from a word, like in terms of the lyrics and stuff. Yeah, it was cool. And then, yeah, in terms of the one after that, Ready. Ready. To hear the vibe switch up. I think I really enjoyed that. I think obviously we were on this lower tone, low vibe, low vibration type thing. And then to hear Ready, I think was also super nice in that sense. So, yeah, cool.
Yeah. So Bitch, a creative little vibe, man. For an interlude, I still like the interesting little elements in the production. Very like busy percussion on here, like just a lot of weird elements, but I like just hearing, you know, all those sounds combinating there. I do like, however, I mean, I do feel like, I guess this is more of what I already said, like just sometimes I just feel like she just needs a bit more conviction in her delivery on some of the more like whispering stuff. But yeah, she was definitely sitting in pocket there on Ready. Another interesting choice of production. I do feel like they could have really taken this one to the next level. Like, this one was good, but I feel like there was a lot they could have really tried to experiment with. And yeah, man, I don't know. I just feel like the song didn't hit that potential, but it was a good song all in all.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes when you just feel like, oh, if they added this here, added that, that's kind of how I feel about it. But yeah, nice one.
I hear that. Yeah, Ready was cool. A slight change of pace compared to everything else on here, so that was interesting. The next one was A Few Things, which I guess was just like back to that radio station again.
The commercial break
wasn't like a complete song, right?
Yeah,
we had that one, which went into Call Me. So what are we saying about those two?
Yeah, so a few things. I mean, obviously that was more so like a segment type vibe. So yeah, I think it was cool. I think I like the title track, and the way that it high-key links up with what's happening, just getting a few things. But yeah, but in terms of Call Me, I enjoyed it. I think obviously we went back down to that lower tone. I think, what can I say? Like, I enjoyed it, but it didn't particularly move me, if I can use a lack of better words, whatever it is. But yeah, man, I think it was chilled. It was chilled.
Okay, so for me, I would say a few things. I liked the fact that, like, you know, it felt like we're taking a break. Like, really, we're going to the store, we're getting some snacks, some things, and then we're back to the mission. So I like the, like, little conceptual play there. And then Call Me, flow here, so smooth, man. Too smooth. Like, she really was in pocket on this one. Yeah, man, but again, yeah, I don't want to keep repeating that. But yeah, dreamy vibes, bro. Like, I love this. This is some of my favorite stuff from her. Might be my favorite song. Nah, I won't say it's my favorite, but it's up there. I definitely love her execution of the hook on here. Yo, perfect, graceful, just flawless for me. Definitely in her bag. Yeah, man, Call Me. For sure, one of my favorites.
Yeah. This was the single, right? Yeah. Because I remember hearing this one before the album dropped. And yeah, great song. You know, I really love the song. And I think, as a single, it worked. It seemed like people were receiving it, you know, very positively. And so, yeah, man, you know, it's interesting. Like, when you have a lot of people, you know, when they have Blackie on the album, they choose that as like a single.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's like the easy thing to do, right? But I like the fact that she chose something where it's just her, you know, alone, as the single. And the next one, Time Last Night. Yeah, man, this was very nice, you know. It was very sexy. This was,
you said,
this sounds like bedroom music still. You get me?
Bedroom banger for sure.
Added to the playlist right now.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Hey, man, like, dude, I don't know, bro. Like, yeah, you know, just to keep it PG, but like, yeah, I feel those vocals, bro. Like, hey, dude, I don't know, man. You know, like, hey, bro, something moved, bro.
What moved? What is moving, bro?
That's such a wild thing to say.
Doug, this thing is getting wilder with age, bro. I swear,
bro,
to God,
like,
bro,
it's starting to scare me.
But anyway, guys, what do you say about this one?
Yeah, man, this one. Yeah, dog, this one. Yeah, nah, like, this one, dog, was just, yeah, it was a nice little journey. You know what I mean?
Hey,
I think, yeah, that's probably the best way to describe it. It was a nice little
journey for sure.
And it's like, yeah, man, Fila's vocals, I think, probably brought the concept to life a lot more. But yeah, man, just add it to the playlist, bro. Just add it to the playlist. That's all you need to do, man. Fire. But like, this literally also didn't feel like it was 5 minutes at all. Like, I didn't feel that. And it was a really long song, but you don't feel it. So I think that's one thing, like, obviously with the concept, and also I think just Fila and the way that she delivers on a track, she has this way of still keeping you gripped. You know what I mean? So yeah, shout out.
Hey, yo. Anyway, so yeah, man, definitely a Stevie record. Yeah, sexy, sultry, love the feels that Fila is giving us here. Pen was operating. Yeah, man. Yeah, there's something when she said, I love it when you hold me and I love it when you fold me. I just felt like, yeah, that's a crazy statement, but it's cool. I love it.
Hey, man. Real. Yeah. real.
Let her so talk real. You
I said, wow, next one, wow, wow, okay.
The next one was Nobody featuring R&B man himself, Blackie.
Sonya, man.
Yeah. You know, R&B Blackie, I've had an interesting thing with R&B Blackie because, like, sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. I just never know which way it's going to go. But for the most part, I do get it. And I think with me, the main thing that I've sort of had to, like, sort of grapple with is just trying to understand him, you know? Like, what are you saying? Sometimes it sounds like he's singing in cursive, right? And so I feel the vibe. I'm like, okay, you're bringing this kind of energy. I feel that, but like, what are you saying? Because it sounds like you're singing in cursive. And so, yeah, it wasn't as crazy on this one. I could understand majority of what he was saying on here. So that was cool. That was nice. And yeah, you know, two very, very, very different voices, but they worked, you know, it works out pretty well. It's a good song. How are you feeling about Nobody?
Yeah, man, I think, you know, when I first heard the beat, I was like, okay, obviously we're not R&B Blackie, but I was like, oh, how would he fit in onto this sound, for example? But I think Blackie actually did come through here. It was a nice little number, dog. I think, yeah, and the fact that we kind of so deep in, what track is this? This is like track number 14. And we're still getting, let's say, quote-unquote bangers. I think I really, really like that part. But yeah, this was a nice song, man. I enjoyed it. I think the biggest thing was just seeing how Blackie delivers on the sound. And yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Shout out Blackie still.
Sorry.
What?
Yeah, sorry, excuse me, guys. I'm so rude. But anyway, yo, I see you. Nah, you finished me, bro. Okay, anyway. Bro, this nigga finishes me, bro. I'm sorry. Yo, okay. Yeah, but this song. What you said was crazy. Okay, this song, bro, I do love the production on here. I do think Blackie is an interesting choice of feature on here. Like R&B Blackie, like Caesar's saying, is a different type of Blackie. It's a different type of Blackie. Like, I think R&B with him, it works so well because his voice is so unique as well, you know. So I really love R&B Blackie. But I kind of get what Caesar's saying. Sometimes it's like hard to really grasp what's going on. But yeah, I don't know. With this song, I would have expected maybe like more of a feature from like a, I don't know, like a Rojo, Killer G, Big Hash type of vibe. I don't know. Blackie seemed a bit like of a far-fetched feature, but hey, man, it worked. So yeah, it was a cool song.
Next one was Possibility. Very interesting song. It felt, I guess, kind of short. I don't know if it was trying to be an interlude or not, but vocals floating on here. And you know, the absence of like the drums really made you focus on what she was doing vocally, and you know, the layering, the harmonizing, just the cadence, everything that she was doing on here vocally was really some other stuff, man. Yeah, I don't have much to say. Because I'll just keep talking about your vocals for an hour. So I don't know. Let me just stop here. How are you guys feeling about Possibility?
Yeah, man. I like this one as well. I think same sentiments with regards to the vocals. Super chilled, super relaxed. I think one interesting thing for me, though, is like, you know, that what was that other song that we spoke about earlier? The one off the bitch. Ready, I think, yeah. But it's like... Mm-hmm. You know, I would have maybe at this point as well enjoyed a little bit more of these different kind of vibes, just to, I don't know, add a different view to it. Because it's like, it's not like Possibility or anything that comes after, like they're bad, like they're good songs, but it's like I would have loved, you know, that switch up to be sprinkled in a lot more. But yeah, outside of that, this was cool, man.
Yeah. So when it comes to possibility for me, of course, like another one where we're going to go on about the vocal performance. You see, like, I feel like these are the ones where she puts a bit more of that emphasis and emotion that I'm looking for. I feel like she gives it a lot more on here. And yeah, man, I really love the ending on the song as well. Like, she gives this like angelic feel, just it's like a soothing, just closing out to the song. So yeah, I did like Possibility for sure.
Next one, Out of Touch
with Mars Baby. No,
great song, bro. The craziest thing happened listening to the song. I'm listening, I'm like, why does this sound like Mars Baby was gonna show up over here? And then I pull up the credits and I'm like, oh, produced by Mars. I'm like,
bro, you know those vibes. Why. Those are Mars vibes.
That I'm facts. Like, that's
those are vibes on Mars. For real.
Yo, beautiful song, man. How you guys say? What are you saying? Out of Touch.
Yeah, man, this was beautiful. I love the production on this. I love her delivery on this as well. Still ethereal and still, you know, the layering of the vocals, everything. I feel like, yeah, man, from a vocal performance side, like, Fila actually just can't be questioned. And yeah, I think Mars just brings something else, man. He really does bring something else to these tracks, so it's good to see both of them kind of cook really well together. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, definitely a nice surprise towards the end of the project to have Mars back. Yeah, definitely. Like, the production definitely gave it away for sure. Because I was like, nah, there's no way, bro. There's no way another man's cooking like this, bro. I know there's only one man who cooks shit like this, boy. Yeah, man. So for me, like, this is more of the rap performances towards the end of the project that I really like from her. Like, when she layers it, when it just sounds a bit more in your face. But yeah, I do like the fact that she's still giving us, like, variations of her doing it as well. But yeah, she was definitely in her bag on this. But yeah, hey, a song for sure. Can't go wrong with Mars on production.
Next one was Dream featuring Ndabo Zulu. Yeah, I like the song. I don't know what to expect from the song, to be honest with you. But I enjoyed it. I was entertained. And yeah, how are you feeling about this one, Dream?
Yeah, man, this was also a really nice song. I think, you know, you kind of feel that, you know, in the closing stages here, because I don't know, Fila does this thing where it's like, now it's like the skies are about to open and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, it's been clouded the whole time, and then that type of music where, like, the sun's about to rise. Yeah, like, that's genuinely what it normally feels like, even just from, like, a production. It has nothing to do particularly with lyrics, but it's, like, the way the production kind of leads into that from the things that I hear. So, yeah, man, this was nice. I really like this.
Mm. Yeah, you already know how I feel about this one. This one's even called Dream, so top one of my favorites, of course. Love the ethereal vibes here. Love just those dream vibrations I'm always getting from her. The dream feels. Listening to the song at 3:30 a.m., dude, that's the time. That's when you should do it. Mood lights, you know, all that.
Oh, I'm gonna listen to the song on Signal Hill, because it makes sense.
Like, real. It makes sense.
Yeah, it's so real, dude.
Yeah.
You have to. The final song, Home. It definitely feels like the end. Definitely has the ending feels to it. What are we saying about this outro?
Yeah, I think this is a nice little outro. I think it also, just like one of the other tracks that we spoke about, like, it wasn't straightforward particularly. And I actually really like that. I think, I don't know, it felt like home, but I really like the lyrics here, and I think I really like what she was talking about. And to get that in the closing stages, I think, yeah, man, it was something to, yeah, it just, yeah, it felt like a closer, man. That's all I can say. Mm. It was a really nice one.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so this, like, I see how it plays conceptually into the project. Like, she's back home now. She's back. She's resting.
Yeah.
She's vibing out.
Getting a few things.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, she's eating her snacks now. She's enjoying. So yeah, man, just a nice close to this project. Just sounds nice the way the vocals are here, just everything wrapping up, tying together nicely. Yeah, man, nothing more I can say. Just a nice closing to the project.
Yeah. Filala on air. I thought that this was a really, really exceptional body of work. I had high hopes for this one, you know, high expectations going into this, because just based on what she has given us in her EPs in the past. And so I was really looking forward to this album, and I think that she delivered. I think that the concept was great. It was interesting. Even though the album might feel a bit lengthy, I still think that, you know, she sticks to the concept, and she's pretty consistent throughout the whole project. Vocally, she's never sounded better. Lyrically, I think her pen game went up, which is crazy because I feel like she's always been a great writer, but somehow she leveled up on this one. And yeah, production, shout out to everyone who worked on this. Mars Baby, incredible contributions from Mars Baby on this one still. And of course the features, Blackie, Patty, and I'm forgetting one more person, Ndabo Zulu as well. Overall, this was an enjoyable experience for me. I don't know how you guys feeling. Closing thoughts, what are we saying?
Yeah, I think for me, man, with this project, you could genuinely hear the growth from Fila. I think, you know, the last project that we did, the jump from that one to this one, I could say this one is a lot better, a lot better. I think, you know, this project sounds like something that Fila took a lot of time on, a lot of attention to, and I think as a listener, bro, you just appreciate the fact that someone like the artist is putting attention in their work, because you can hear it, bro. You know what I mean? So yeah, this was a beautiful project. Still long, but outside of that, man, I think, yeah, Fila's on her way, dog. Again, well, she's always been on her way, but like, I think for me, if anything, like, this would be the project where I'm like, if someone's like, yo, tell me about Fila, I'd be like, here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I think you guys wrapped it up pretty nicely, honestly. So I'll just say, for me personally, I just love to see the growth, the elevation. I love to see that she feels, or I think that she feels more comfortable with herself as an artist. She's finding her groove. She's been in pocket for a long time, but she's really, you know, sitting in her stride right now. So yeah, man, I'm here for it, and I can't wait to hear what she has to offer next, for sure.
Shout out to Fila. Shout out to all her fans out there, the philosophers.
Philosophers. That's
yeah, bro.
That's a name.
That's the name I gave them, bro.
Philosophers.
Yeah, bro. She ran a thing on Instagram. She put up a thing like, yo, guys, what should I call my fans? And I responded like, hey, call them philosophers, bro. Like,
only see. So if the philosophers,
if it ever comes out, if she starts calling them philosophers, yeah, just know who it is. Your boy CZ Ray.
Give him just the credits, please.
Yeah, but anyway, man, shout out to Fila, bro. Like, this was exceptional. It's always a pleasure listening to her. Definitely one of the best R&B acts we have right now in the country. This has been the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was not alone. I was with my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Prince Dwayze. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.